You're listening to Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. I'm Kate Harner. Raider Radio is brought to you by Bernie Jr. Senior High School's leadership class and is created to inform the community about events of significance to the Intermountain area. We appreciate you tuning in as the program is made possible through listeners like yourself. Our first report of the day is from Junior Francie Ferguson, who will be telling us about Bernie High's November Student of the Month.
Thank you, Cade. Every month, a senior and eighth grade student are recognized and honored for their hard work inside and out of the classroom. Our Bernie Lions Club hosts a dinner for these students and their families and presents them with a cash reward, $100 for seniors and $50 for the eighth grade. During this dinner, leadership students at Bernie High School volunteer and serve the dinner, and the students recognized get the opportunity to stand in front of their community members, families, and friends to tell them about themselves and thank them for all they do. Today I would like to recognize our November Students of the Month. Our 8th grade Student of the Month is Jaden Ford. Jaden was born in Redding, California on October 15, 2005. Jaden's full name is Jaden P. Ford. She prefers not to say her middle name. Her parents are Joy and Bill Ford. Jaden's favorite color is gray, and her favorite subject in school is English. Her plans for the future are to graduate high school, go to college, and get a degree in journalism. Her favorite activities include watching Netflix, hanging out with friends, and listening to music. If she can eat one food for the rest of her life, it would be ravioli. Jaden said if she can go to dinner with one person from the past, it would be Cameron Boyce, because he was an amazing actor and person overall. Her dream car is a white Jeep Wrangler. That's a good choice. To survive a zombie attack, Jaden would run. Our senior student of the month is Allison Courtright. Allison was born in Redding, California on July 7, 2002. Her full name is Allison Nicole Courtright. Her parents are Justin and Michelle Courtright. Allison's favorite color is blue, and her favorite subject in school is art. Allison's plans for the future are to go to college and get a degree in trauma nursing. Some of her favorite activities include spending time with family and friends and playing sports. If Allie had to eat one food for the rest of her life, it would be chicken strips. If she could have dinner with one person from the past, it would be Abraham Lincoln. Allison's dream car is a 2019 Ford Raptor. To survive a zombie attack, Allison would protect herself with her softball bat. Congratulations to these students. Keep up the good work. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you, Francie. They are undoubtedly worthy of the Student of the Month title. Reporting next is Junior Nakia Gannon with a recount of an assembly held several weeks ago on the topic of Indigenous women.
Thank you, Cade. 2 weeks ago, we had an assembly dedicated to the missing and murdered Indigenous women. Our assembly was held by our Native Ed teacher and varsity volleyball coach, Lonnie Kolick. During this assembly, there were kids reading many facts about the missing and murdered women from a video called Stand Strong. In the video, it states that 51,712 Native American and Alaska Native women and girls were reported missing in 2016. Only 13% of sexual assaults against Native women resulted in arrest. Murder is the third leading cause of death for Native American women and girls, 10 times higher than the national average. This year, an act called the Not Invisible Act is a bill to increase intergovernmental coordination to identify and combat violent crime within Indian lands and of Indians. Tasani Grosvenor once announced, "When we dance, every time our foot hits the ground, it is a prayer." That's all. Back to you, Kid.
Thank you, Takaya. You're listening to Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio, Bernie High School's very own radio show. Next up, we have Hayden Crook, who is reporting on the lighting of Bernie's Christmas Tree Lane.
Thank you, Kid. This year, the leadership class is helping out with the annual Christmas tree lighting. Our students will be helping with putting up lights, setting up tables, tents, and spreading out cords so that all the tents can have power. The event takes place on Christmas Tree Lane, where children line up to see Santa, get goodie bags, and have the option to get hot chocolate, cookies, and hot apple cider. After the event happened, I think that this event was a success. Being there firsthand and seeing all the happy kids and parents really brought out the start of Christmas spirit in Bernie. Next Sunday, Bernie Boosters and some leadership students will be cutting Christmas trees down to sell to members of the community to have beautiful Christmas trees in their homes. The Christmas trees will be sold for $40 at the high school. If you need a tree, you can contact the school or you can swing by during the hours that the office is open. This would be really helpful to the shop class to buy things like power tools, hand tools, hardwood, and many more things. Thank you for your help. Back to you, Cade.
Thanks, Hayden. That's always a fun event to go to. Now we're going to take a break to listen to Lakeshore Drive.
Drive. Tomorrow is another day, and the sunshine's fine in the morning time. Tomorrow is another day, but it's okay. Ain't no road just like it anywhere I found. Running south on Lakeshore Drive, heading into town. I'm slipping on by on LSD, skipping on by on LSD, I'm tripping on by on LSD,
That was Lakeshore Drive by Aliotta Haynes Jeremiah. You're tuned into Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Now I'm going to interview senior Sarah Skelly on the topic of her senior project. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Cade.
So, Sarah, what did you decide to do for your senior project?
I did an exercise program for children called KidFit.
Why did you decide to do this particular project?
Because I'm really good with kids and think it is important for them to exercise.
Who was your mentor and why did you select this person?
Dana Haug was my mentor. I thought she had done KidFit for 4 years now, and I knew that she would be good to help me.
Excellent. How long did your project take to complete from start to finish?
It was a total of 5 events that were put on, and each one had to be planned ahead of time. And then there was setup and the event. It was over 20 hours.
Sounds like a lot of work. Who did this project specifically affect?
All of the children in my community.
Awesome. What was the largest challenge you encountered while participating in this project?
Working a full-time job and trying to get the time off for my project.
How has this project changed you as a person, would you say?
I have seen families come together throughout all 5 events, and that taught me to always be thankful for the family and friends that I have.
That's great. What advice could you give to a younger student who will be doing a senior project in the future?
Make sure to have all the time off ahead of time and really pay attention and make a good connection with each and every kid.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Sarah. Next up, we have a report from junior Langston Tate with the Burney High School Sports Report.
Thanks, Cade. Fall sports just wrapped up and the volleyball team went to semifinals in the North State Regional Playoffs. But they won a match, becoming the only team to win a match against the team they played in the whole playoffs. The football team also ended with a regional semifinal against the Reading Christian Lions. They lost but had the best season Burney has seen since 2005. At the Fall Sports Awards, the JV volleyball team players got awards. Sky Funk won Most Improved, Vanessa got Defensive MVP, Haley got Offensive MVP, and the varsity team got the following: Paris, Honorable Mention for All-League, Caitlin, All-League, Raider Way, and Co-MVP. Allison won All-League, Kylie got Co-MVP, All-League, and Raider Way, Francie won All-League and Raider Way, Sierra got Raider Way, Ashley won the Captain's Award, All-League MVP selection, and Raider Way, and the football recognized Carson Crook as Impact Player and All-League, Hayden as the Offensive MVP, and he won All-League, Langston Tate got Defensive MVP, All-League, and Connor won the MVP and an All-League Award. Brian also won All-League, Owen got Honorable Mention in the All-League, and Eric Davies won Raider Spirit. The boys' basketball teams are going to the annual Block F tournament in Fall River this weekend, and varsity plays at 5:30 against Modoc High School, and JV plays against Trinity High School at 10 a.m. on Friday. The girls go to Princeton for their tournament, wrestling goes to Susanville for their Chester tournament, and when asked about the upcoming wrestling season, Tom Weber stated, "We have some experienced kids I expect to do really well and some green kids who are learning, and by the end of the season, I expect them to be winning matches." BHS looks forward to their winter sports season. More on this next time. Here's Cade.
Thanks, Langston. That sounds awesome. We're going to take another break to listen to Down by the River by Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Side.
that was Down by the River by Neil Young and Crazy Horse. You're tuned into Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Lastly, we have Hayden Crook rejoining us for a report on the new program Disney Plus.
Thank you, Kate. Disney Plus launched on November 12, 2019, and there is a monthly fee. Disney Plus has exploded with more than 10 million people registered in little more than a day. This app gives customers access to a vast library of Disney and Fox's legacy content, as well as new exclusive TV shows, documentaries, movies, and shorts. Disney Plus has a series ranging from Simpson all the way to a big-budget Star Wars spinoff, The Mandalorian. With its pint-sized viral star, Baby Yoda, which has shown early signs of being a hit, The company also wants to take the app globally. It plans a progressive rollout worldwide over the next 2 years. In October, Disney and Verizon also announced a deal that gives a free year of Disney Plus starting on launch day to all of the carrier's customers with a 4G LTE or 5G unlimited account, as well as new customers of Verizon's Fios and 5G home internet services. This new app has certainly shown great potential and seems to be taking the nation by surprise. I have personally downloaded Disney Plus, and being a person with firsthand experience, I believe the app is a great success. I enjoy watching old TV shows like Wizards of Waverly Place and many more like that, as well as watching favorite Disney movies. I recommend getting Disney Plus to anyone that shows the old classic Disney movies and TV shows, or to anyone who enjoys watching the new Marvel movies. This app really is the full Disney experience, and you will make and will make all your Disney wishes come true. Thank you, and back to you, Cade.
Thank you, Hayden. Sounds very, very interesting. You've been tuned in to listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. We are supported by listeners like yourself and brought to you by volunteers from the community. You can become a listener supporter by going to our website, kkrn.org, and clicking on the Donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 118, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can call 337-1101 to learn how to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio. Remember that KKRN programming streams live on our website and on the KKRN mobile phone app. We have a Facebook page, KKRN 88.5, where you can like us and get news about your community radio. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio, produced by Bernie High School Leadership Class and KKRN. Coming up next on KKRN is American Roots. Next week and every week until the first Wednesday, you can tune in at 7:30 p.m. to listen to Talk Nation. The next Raider Radio will air on January 8th, 2020. Until then, goodbye from Raider Radio.
I'm Hayden.
I'm Sarah.
This is Francie.
This is Nakia.
And I'm Kate Harner. See you next time.
Side, I'll be on your side. There is no reason for you to hide. It's so hard for me staying here all alone.